Lieutenant Colonel Brooks Hayward, New Hampshire Army National Guard, in our studios with another all-star look at a Guard member. Colonel, good morning. Thanks for being here, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, you know, I talked about our podcast guest on my Defending Freedom, which goes live at noon today, of a surgeon over in Portsmouth, a vascular surgeon, Dr. Wilmer Jones, who was in the Air Force 26 and a half years. Don't hold that against him, even though it wasn't Army. He became a pilot in the Air Force, special ops pilot, and then met the surgeon for the special operations in the Air Force, and he said, I want to become a doctor. So through the military, became a doctor, vascular surgeon. That's not a bad career in the military. Now he's working at Portsmouth Regional Hospital. My question is, the benefits of education and improvement and advancement and becoming a better leader, a better person, it's so profound in the Guard, correct?
It absolutely is. We really pride ourselves on the education of our service members and our ability to help them achieve that education, not just academically through our college benefits that we provide to soldiers and members, but also through their own professional growth by service.
So introduce us to an all-star Guard member that we're going to focus on today and his story.
Absolutely. I'm joined today by Staff Sergeant Timothy Huntley. He is the 941st Military Police Battalion Training NCO.
And, well, first of all, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your story about why you joined the Guard. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the basics. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Andover, Mass. originally, and then moved up to New Hampshire when I started going to UNH, and that was really the starting point for me wanting to join the Guard.
Where does that come from, wanting to join the Guard when you were at UNH?
I was always interested in family service, and I really saw the immediate benefits of the Guard, and I knew I could commit to basically what at the time was a part-time job and get full-time benefits out of it, and the biggest one for me was the education point. So I knew I could serve my community, serve my country, and also not put off my personal goals by staying in college.
Now, talk about your mission in the Guard now as the, you know, what's your job? What's your role?
Sure. My job right now is I'm the operations and the training NCO for the 941st Military Police Battalion. We're one of the military police units in the state. And I happen to work full-time. I've been full-time for the past number of years. And my job is basically to facilitate all the training and all the things that come up throughout the month for the part-time soldiers. So that way, when they show up for their drill weekends or their annual training, they're able to hit the ground running.
So what about, we just had our friends on this morning with the New Hampshire State Police and last week with the new lieutenant who's head of recruitment, along with Trooper Nicole Stone, talking about that. I spoke with one of the commanders today of the New Hampshire State Police. I didn't realize they have more than 60 openings for sworn state troopers, like almost 70 or 80. That's a big number. What about in your area? Because law enforcement, I think, is a very honorable, noble profession. You're military police, correct?
That's correct.
So tell us about give us some details, because I know, thanks to the colonel, we had a tour recently of the Black Hawk helicopter operation in Concord. You have a lot of equipment there. Tell us about your mission beyond where you serve in the state. Do you go out in public? Do you work certain events? Tell us about what specifically you do, Lieutenant.
Sure. Staff sergeant, by the way. But
I'm sorry, staff sergeant.
Yep, no worries.
Well, we can promote you, can't we?
Yeah.
Can we promote you?
Sure. LT on air, I guess.
Okay.
So what the military police do is, especially in the state, they help a lot with some of the events we've had and, you know, have been very occurring the past few years, civil disturbance being one of them. They've also had a mission recently where they were supporting Department of Corrections in one of the state prisons. And then they're basically also one of the quick reaction forces for the state. So that isn't something that's law enforcement specific. It can be a number of missions on state active duty or even called up to serve at the federal level. So, for example, the MP company I was a part of a number of years ago, we deployed to Afghanistan. And the MP unit I'm in now will be working a mission on the southwest border supporting Customs and Border Patrol in the fall.
Interesting. Do you like what you do?
I love it, yeah. You know, it was great when I was part-time because I was able to escape my day-to-day life and go and, you know, play Army with the Army on weekends, and mm-hmm. I decided I wanted to make the commitment to doing that full-time. The Guard has a number of full-time positions available to it for people who want, and I made the jump over about 5 years ago, so I get to do the job I love every day, but also live and support my state.
Now, one of the things I want to ask you is, do you have service within your family? You mentioned University of New Hampshire. That's when you had your first interest in the Guard, Sergeant. Do you have service within your family?
I do. Both my grandfathers served in Korea. One of them was a National Guardsman that was activated in Korea. And then a number of my family members served in World War II. So I drew a lot of inspiration from them, and I'm just happy to continue to serve.
Interesting. What would be your message to someone listening that doesn't have any connection to the Guard, maybe interested a little bit, maybe wondering what's in it for them in terms of as a challenge, fulfillment, service, community? What would you say to someone thinking about looking at the New Hampshire Army National Guard to join?
My message to them would be there's way more options available within the Guard than they might traditionally think. First step, like anything else, is getting in touch with a recruiter, engaging on them on any of their social media. But really the great thing is the Guard lets you kind of go down two different paths if you want in life. You can either do a job that you only get to do in the military, something like, you know, artillery mm-hmm. or infantry, or you can do something that directly supports what you want to move forward on in your civilian life. You know, we have jobs in cyber and all kinds of different fields like that.
Now, you're still on the relatively young side. I'm not saying the lieutenant colonel's old, but you're on the younger side. So, Sergeant, how long do you think you'll stay in the Guard? And what about your civilian transition in life? Have you looked ahead? Is law enforcement something you want to look to? Leadership? What are you thinking?
So I've been in the Guard now for 12 years, I believe. 6 or 7 of them have been active. It's pretty likely that I'll stay until 20 and continue pursuing active. But for me, I'm really using the different connections and the different experiences I've had on past assignments to move forward with it. So I'm probably likely going to go into the defense contracting industry once I get out.
Wow. Staff Sergeant, thank you so much for your story of service and joining the Guard. And let me switch back to Lieutenant Colonel Hayward. What do you think when you hear his story, and what are your takeaways? Is it, again, another good example of a leader, someone who's grown? What are your reactions?
I think Staff Sergeant Huntley is a great example of the caliber of soldier, the caliber of leader that we have within the New Hampshire National Guard. It's incredible. I mean, each time that I come on with you, I bring another individual, and quite honestly, it's not that hard to find these type of examples within the Guard. The quality of the soldiers that we have, the quality of the New Hampshire residents that we have, the citizens of New Hampshire who decide to serve, is absolutely incredible.
And Lieutenant Colonel, I wanted to ask you, when I was talking with Staff Sergeant, or getting to introduce Staff Sergeant Huntley's, the economy. I mean, inflation, clearly, you go around, you have a family, gas prices, inflation, everything seems to be going up. Cost of education's going up. Are you seeing more inquiries or more interest in the Guard from certain people? Because what I hear from folks in other branches of the military, or law enforcement, or EMTs, firefighters, you know, the people that really care about the fabric of first response or serving the community or the country or the state, is that the quality is really good, but the quantity is still a challenge. Are you getting more people saying, like parents inquiring or caregivers or an aunt and uncle say, hey, you know, my nephew, my niece, my kid's getting out of high school soon and love him or her to have an undergraduate college degree or a master's degree in business or science someday, and I really want to learn more about the scholarship opportunities available?
It's kind of funny. So, yes, we do see a lot of inquiries. As soon as we start bringing up those type of benefits, specifically from parents, we'll have recruiting events where the senior in high school tends to pass us by, and their parent kind of grabs onto them and says, no, you need to talk to these individuals because of the benefits offered through service.
And some of those benefits, like talk about the Minuteman Scholarship, for example, or state schools.
Oh, absolutely. The Minuteman Scholarships, we actually just awarded one of those recently to a Pembroke Academy graduate who's moving on to University of Southern Maine, which is part of the UNH program. Is a great scholarship opportunity. It's a $145,000 scholarship awarded to individuals
wow.
who qualify for it.
Almost $150,000.
It's essentially a, I don't want to
wow.
call it exactly a free ride, but it will pay for all 4 years of college.
And then, of course, if you're a New Hampshire resident, you join the Guard and you want to go to school, finish a degree, start a degree of any state schools, and that could be Keene, Plymouth, University of New Hampshire, community college, what's the deal?
We have free in-state tuition to all state schools here in New Hampshire. So just like you mentioned, you know, Keene State, Plymouth, UNH, NHTI. So it doesn't necessarily even have to be a four-year degree, and that extends into master's and graduate degrees as well.
And the, you know, 4 years, and I've had a couple of kids that went there. I mean, Durham, and just take UNH Durham, for example, It's got to be upwards all in. It's got to be over 30 grand now, right? The staff sergeant is nodding.
It was when I was there, so.
Wow. That's 120, 130 grand. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And really no student debt. I mean, you know, the president may want to forgive it. No, I'm kidding. But no student debt. You come out, you know, and you can go on and get a master's degree same way, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can just continue your education. One of the really great things about it is that not only are we paying for their education, paying for their tuition, but we're also providing them a part-time job, a paying part-time job.
Wow.
So they don't necessarily have to have an additional part-time job while they're a student. They can be a student, they can be a soldier, do those two things, and that should cover the majority of their bases.
All right. Hey, listen, to learn more, Lieutenant Colonel, best way?
Go to nharmyguardrecruiting.com.
nharmyguardrecruiting.com. Corey, it's not too late. Corey?
Yes, I'm listening.
It's not too late. Why are you quiet? It's not too late. She's not answering. J-Dog, not too late.
No.
Too late for me, maybe.
It's too late for me.
All right. Hey, thanks, Lieutenant Colonel, Staff Sergeant. Best of luck to you, and thanks for shining bright and doing great stuff. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right.